Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Yes, we're back.
And
Richard Cooper, welcome back to Block Talk Radio Show.
walking on the
You can tell our excitement as usual.
Yes.
Right.
So bam bam.
Right.
So I figured out, Richie, when you go boom boom, I'm gonna go bam bam instead of cha cha cha. Boom bam, boom bam.
Boom, cha cha cha, bam, boom bam, bam bam. Oh my goodness, I know people are listening to this saying, what in the world are they smoking? Life. We are smoking.
All right,
life,
everybody,
babe.
Out there. If you want to call in, here's the number, 917-932-1766. If you want to talk to us,
make
crazy
it.
Folks.
Make it happen.
Anyway,
happen.
So tonight's discussion is Leslie Walks on the Well Side with Beauty.
Yes. Congratulations, Leslie.
All right.
Congratulations
so,
on taking the step in the direction of entering into the world of skincare. Of course, you've always taken care of your skin based on our conversations, but you took it to another level.
Yes, I did.
Essentially.
So let me tell you, my habit, my skin habit over, 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
How old am I? Something like that, 40 years?
Last time I checked, 25. That's what
I like it.
That's what I heard.
Uh-huh, I like it. So here it is. Three things: Ivory soap, and whenever I went to a cosmetic station, they'd say, "Well, what do you use to clean your skin with?" And I'd say, "Ivory
mm-hmm.
soap," and they would shudder. They would cringe.
Yeah.
They'd go, "Oh, no, 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 you shouldn't be using ivory soap." Oh, no, 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 no. So then they would talk me into buying a product, and I would buy
mm-hmm.
it, and then I would hate it. Because it's kept most of the products out there on the market are chemical based.
Right.
So it would burn my skin, or my skin would turn red,
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't use it anymore. And then, of course, I went back to ivory soap. So this went on for years. Yeah, back and forth, ivory soap. So I have yet to find something that didn't irritate the crap out of my skin until now, but I'm not going to talk about
right.
what that is yet.
Until
so
now.
The other until now. So the
mm-hmm.
other thing that I would do is I've used, first it was olive oil for years, but now I switched to coconut oil as a moisturizer. So when you first put that on, you look like you just came out of a bath. Your face is kind of slippery and shiny. And over, you know, a couple of hours, it kind of works into your skin. So it makes you look like
yeah.
you got really oily skin. But it doesn't bother me. It's been great. And then at
uh-huh.
nighttime, so before I go into nighttime, then I would go to another beauty station at the store. Or recently
mm-hmm.
I tried this, where I work out in the gym, they have a spa. So they had like 40% off or something like that. So I went for a spa treatment. And again,
what? Did you pamper yourself?
once every blue moon or once every pink moon.
Exactly.
And she said, "What do you use to clean your skin?" I told her ivory soap. She said, "Oh, no, no, no. And what do you do? What do you use to moisturize?" I said, "Coconut oil." "Oh, no, 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 no."
Oh, wow, really?
So once again,
she's like knowing everything.
Yep. So once again, I got talked into buying a product. I took it home and it burned and irritated my skin, chemical based. I said, Leslie, when will you learn? So my night treatment.
Of course, because you know they're selling you. Go ahead, continue.
I know, they're selling you. So my night treatment, so I went back to Ivory Soap and I went back to coconut oil. And so my night treatment for a year since I was 20 was buying capsules of vitamin E and poking it with a pin and squirting it and putting it on my face.
A lot of people do that. I mean, I've noticed that people were doing. I mean, I've known people that would do that with vitamin E and put it on the skin. And I don't know about retinol. That stuff's supposed to be really bad for the skin too. I mean, just from what I had read about it, because it can cause some type of problems with the skin and irritations with the skin. And I don't know how it impacts if you go out there in the sun. But go ahead, continue. Interesting story.
Yeah. No, so that actually I had a product that had retinol in it, and actually just today I tossed it in the garbage.
Oh, you did? Okay.
I did.
Did it have like a big toxic skull? Skulls on it, skulls and a skull and a crossbones, saying toxic brew.
Yes. So, ladies and gentlemen, I want to include the gentlemen on this, and you can talk about this too, Rich.
Absolutely.
I have been blessed with having a selection of the new product that Shackley just came out with called Youth. It's my second day. Last night I was like a kid in the candy store, so I'm in the bathroom putting all this stuff on. But before I did that, I took videos, and I'm gonna do a video tomorrow with the pictures that I scribbled on. This is day one, and drew arrows on where I thought my problem areas are. And just start talking about it, and then today's the second day, and no burning, no itching, no redness, no irritation.
Nada.
So, nada. Zip. Nada.
Nada.
Nada. We'll see.
So
when
tell everybody what it is. What is this? What do you know about this whole skincare and technology?
Well, you're going to have to talk more about the technology because you've been around it a little bit more. But Shackley just came out with Youth. It's called Youth. And it consists of a cleanser, a toner, an activating lotion, and a night cream, and a SPF 30 zinc cream that you can put on during the day to protect you from the sun, and the little gems, the little pearls. I call them the little pearls, which has C and E in these tiny little capsules, which you put on your skin as well. And I like that because it's reminiscent of my night habit of putting the vitamin E.
Yes, that's what I was thinking. I was just thinking that when you said when you talked about it, because you're gonna love it. I'm telling you.
Yep. So let me just tell you how it feels. Now, we were talking about this earlier, and I have a different sensation compared to stuff that I've had in the past. And this doesn't feel surfacey. You know, you put something on, and it just seems like it's going to sit there and soak in a little bit, and then that's that, and it dries up, right? You don't feel it. This has been with me, like, all day. Like, I feel like I just put it on, but I put this on at 7 a.m. this morning, and my face still feels like I have
like a baby's bottle.
Well, I haven't felt one of them in a long time.
you raised one, but not anymore, right?
Not anymore. He's a big, big baby's bum. He's getting
That's
ancient.
That's too funny.
So
what's that?
But
you said
it feels really,
you feel it all day.
What? What?
You said you feel it all day. So what do you mean?
So, how do I describe this? It doesn't feel surfacey. It feels like it's adhering. Is that a word? It feels like it's adhering to my body, to my face, neck, and chest. Mm-hmm. And when I touch, it doesn't feel gooey or wet or anything
oily
like that.
Oily.
No, it feels dry, but it still feels like it's adhering to my to my skin. I don't know.
Wow.
I don't know. Is that,
no,
is
I mean,
that what
makes
it feels
sense.
Like? Huh?
Yeah, I mean, essentially, basically all you're saying is that it feels like it never came off. It feels like it's a part. It's actually a part of your skin, which is when we get into the science part about it, you're gonna find that part very interesting on the reason why it feels that way.
Well, go ahead, baby. Boom, boom, bam, bam.
Boom, baby. So you know, now here's it coming from a guy's perspective. So I've been on it a month now, and one of the biggest things that I've noticed is the same thing that you noticed. The very first day that I did the four steps, I noticed immediate results. My skin started felt really, really soft, and I shave every other day, and I don't have an issue. I've never had an issue, since I started, taking care of the inside, because, skincare, it starts on the inside, but it manifests itself on the outside, but what I noticed was, the biggest thing I noticed is that it gets down to the, like I was talking with someone about it, and there's a science behind it, it gets down to the dermal layer. It's not like a surface cream that you put on there and then you just wash it off, and it really just sits and covers basically your pores all day and does nothing. What this stuff does is you put a layer of it on your skin, but it's actually as if you were taking vitamins inside of your body and they were going into your cells. So what this stuff does is it actually goes deep down into your dermal, I think it's called the dermal layer of your skin. And what it does is it nourishes deeper under your skin, not just the surface, but it actually goes down to that area that causes that decreases with age. And it nourishes deep down on that layer. And when it does, it regenerates. And that's why you have the people, men and women, using this product that actually end up noticing fine lines and starting to disappear after days. And so I noticed it being really soft on your skin, and like I was telling you before, there was one day in particular that I didn't do the morning, but of course I did the night, and throughout the whole day I just totally didn't realize that I hadn't done it. I mean, because it stayed, the effects from the day before, and it just lasts all day. But the whole process is you do the four steps twice a day, and then at night you just add one more little regimen to it, a fifth step, which is a night cream. And then, of course, if you have the CNE, that's like it maximizes everything on top of that, which is what you're getting, and which is really cool. So from a guy's perspective, I've noticed that when I shave, my beard's not as tough. I mean, I really don't have a huge problem with my beard, but sometimes, when the stubble comes in, it takes it a little bit, to shave. But it actually just softens everything. And I started noticing that if I did let a 5 o'clock shadow grow in, and I was I did it that day, and maybe I might let it grow for a couple of days, I noticed that it makes my hair on my face look better. I mean, it's just crazy. I can't, the only thing I can say is, it just feels really good. But the science behind it is it's a nutrition therapy that actually gets down to the deeper layers, not just the surface of your skin, but underneath it on the derma, below the derma or whatever dermal layer. And it actually feeds that deep down. And it's pretty interesting, too, because that's one of the things we were joking about a baby's bottom earlier. But it actually nourishes your skin and helps down to that layer and helps to rebuild that layer as it was when you were a baby or a child, really young. So there's a lot of science behind that, and it was 8 years in the making. I mean, they had another skincare product that came out in 1998, and it was around for years, and then all of a sudden this one took, they did 8 years, it was 8 years in the making, and they also did clinical, 8 years in the making, and they did clinical studies on every single woman that utilized this particular product. Every single one of them, 100% of them had noticeable results. you know, by using the skincare.
Over how long of a time did they see the results?
I'm not sure.
Like a week or 2 weeks or?
Well, you know what? That's a good question. But I do know that, well, there were some that actually had been on it like a year, I think, you know, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then, yeah, well, I mean, what, a year or so, a year or 2 years? Well, you know, I don't know if it was that long, but there was a guy, when they were getting ready to launch it this past August at the convention, one of their executives, who works with the field, the women were commenting about how his skin looked, because he had been on it at that point before the convention for 60 days. And then when they launched it, that's when he told them that he had been one of the test trials. And
that's
everyone had 100% results.
That's what's great about this product, is that it's for women and men. You know,
absolutely.
So it's just not something that's just for the ladies, which I think is great. You know, because I don't know. There's a lot of products out there. It's just chemicals, you know. And this is, you know, there's really no. I think there's a lot of like plant-based ingredients, and which makes it really, really even more special. So it's not chemically, you know, it's not a chemical feel. And I think that's what it is. I think that's what it is that I'm feeling, is that it's really seeping into like a different layer of my skin. It just feels like it's still
absolutely
there.
Yeah. And see, that point that you brought up right there is case in point enough right there, that it is doing exactly that. It's not just on the surface, it's under the surface. I mean, of course it works on the surface, but it's feeding under the surface.
Right.
So not a bad deal.
No, very different. I mean, usually if I use some of this stuff, even with the coconut oil, I mean, it's surfacey, and then it takes a while to just go away, you know, but it's never, I never had that sensation like I just put it on, you know, it would dry up and that would be that, but this is like I just put it on, but I'm feeling it. It doesn't feel gooey or slippery or it's different. It's awesome.
And mind you, it's only been 2 days.
It's only been 2 days, yeah. And I'm getting used to the sensation. So this is Youth, Y-O-U-T-H by Shaklee, brand spanking new. In 8 years, I had no idea that they were working on it for 8 years. That tells you something.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, 8 years in making. And one of the things that Shaklee will not do is they will not launch a product that until they've actually fully vetted it. You know, and the beautiful thing about this is that you've only been on it 2 days, but there have been people that have been on it for like a week, and it was a huge change in their whole, you could just see the difference. I mean, the pictures that they had side by side, it didn't even look like the same person. It was pretty remarkable.
Yeah.
And this thing, and the interesting thing about this product took off so fast that as soon as it was launched at the convention, they sold out of it within hours. And then they had to have more trucks come in from California to the convention. Somehow they had to get them in. They had to get more shipments in. And when they got them in, they sold out of those as well. And the funny thing about it is I happened to be online looking at, you know, when they had updated the for ordering.
Uh-huh.
And as soon as I saw that they were everything was in there in the system, I placed my order immediately. And I was one of the ones that got in as soon as it was put out there on the site, because I wanted to test it out, because I know quite a few women and men that could really benefit from this.
Wow. Well, that tells you something right there, that apparently there's a need for skincare products that are honest. That's the word I come up with.
Absolutely. And, you know, hey, people are a little good.
What?
People are a little good. I said people want to look good.
Yep, they want to look good. They want to feel good. And I think this whole thing about aging gracefully and still, it's no longer where you think of baby boomers and aging like, you know, it's the end of the road, you know, and they're going to live out their golden years on a porch in a rocking chair. It's no longer like that, you know. So we continue the age if you take care of yourself, you know.
That's
did
right.
You ever see that? Did you ever see that picture of excuse me, there was an elderly woman, she's using a walker, and then it's juxtaposed next to that Weight Watcher, the weightlifter, she's got to be like in her 80s. What's her name? Eloise? You know
Ernestine
who I'm talking
Shepherd.
About? Huh? Ernestine.
Yeah, her name is Ernestine Shepherd. Oh, yeah, I know her. I know about that woman because she was actually on Oprah, I think, once or something.
Uh-huh.
And I saw her somewhere else, and I said, no, she is not. She's like 80 now. But
right.
But, yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. She's been working out since she was, like, 50.
Right. She was 50 when she started. She's my role model. Bam, baby.
I know. She looks really, really good. And, you know, it's really interesting because there's a lot of women and men out there that are, you know, up there in age. And they're in prime physical condition. I mean, physical shape. And see, you know, of course, you know, we all get older. That's a fact.
Right.
I mean, and that's just
right.
The way it is. But the quality of a person's life doesn't have to be, you know, like that. Because, you know, people that don't take care of themselves, even younger than them, look like they're a lot older. You
right,
know? And
right.
So I've seen people in their 20s and stuff like that, and even in their teens, and they're just complaining about how they just don't have any energy, and they're just eating very bad foods. They're just eating lots of sugar. They're not exercising. They're sitting in front of the TV all day. I mean, there's nothing wrong. You got to have a balance. I have no problem with watching TV every now and then.
Right.
But
right.
Sitting there eating or having a poor diet and not exercising, because that's another thing too. Is she looks really good because she takes care of her body, and so
know.
You know her hormones are regulated. She's got muscle tone. You've seen her. And so,
yep.
But
she's my role model.
Well, you know what, Leslie? I mean, hats off to you because I tell you what, it's awesome when you can, especially when you have the energy and the stamina and the good health to be able to get out there and do stuff like that. Because I think that there are people out there that are in far worse shape than I am. And if there's ever a time where I ever feel like I'm exhausted or tired about something, I just am very thankful and grateful that I'm healthy and that I'm able to work out and I'm able to, you know, get up and walk, because there's some people that can't even do that on a daily basis.
I know.
What you're doing on the inside, I mean, what you're doing with your muscles and stuff like that, working out the gym and myself and others, and then, of course, you know, we're using skincare, you know, on top of that, it's like icing on the cake.
Yeah, well, you know what else that I'm waiting for to come? Santa Shackley's coming to my door to bring me my life strip.
Oh, yes. That's another thing. Oh, goodness,
mm-hmm.
You're going to love that.
Oh,
you're gonna
I
love
know.
That.
I remember.
Well, you already know because you've had it before.
Yeah, the Vitalizer.
Yeah, you got the Vitalizer. I want to tell you.
No, go ahead.
No, go ahead. What were you going to say?
I forget.
It sounded like it was very interesting. So I want to tell you that it's funny you mentioned that about the nutrition and skincare because, see, my family knows that I'm involved in this type of stuff, and they've watched me over the course of the years, and they've seen my personal transformation. And so now what they're doing is they are looking at me, and now they are jumping on the bandwagon literally one by one. In fact, one of them just the other day got on the life plan yesterday. As a matter of fact, yesterday one of them got on the life plan.
Wow. So see, they had the lurkers alert, lurker alert.
Exactly.
So,
they were trolling
so they were
me to see.
They had to see what you were going through, and then before they jumped in.
Well, you know, it just feels really good too, because it's funny because at first when I started working out, because, you know, I was in the military for a few years, but at first when I was working out, when I got back into it, because I took a little break and I kind of was active but not really doing as much as I did because I was fitness training in the military. And then one day I decided that I was going to do this. And I was going to fight through the pain, and I was going to enjoy the process.
Mm-hmm.
And I made up my mind to do it. And it was funny because it became addicting. So now I can't see myself not exercising anymore.
No, because now it's become a habit and a part of your life, and that's what's happened to me. I mean, I took some time off because I had a little bit of bronchitis there. It was getting in the way. The worst thing is going to the gym and then hearing somebody hacking their head off, like in the locker room. It's like awful.
Right, and you're like sitting there thinking to yourself. Right, having people out there thinking to themselves, she needs to be at home and not at the gym hacking away in here.
Exactly.
We're not trying to catch her germs.
Exactly. So I was home. So, but here's the good thing is that I realized how much the workout is important, because as soon as you stop exercising, it kind of seems like your body turns into jello again. So it really is like a daily thing that you got to keep on, keeping on, keeping on, keeping on, so you stay nice and fit.
Indeed,
so
indeed.
It was good. So so I got my pool equipment, and Monday morning,
I'm
going to tear up
that?
The pool.
So now, what all did you end up getting? Because I know that I saw your post about that, about your pool equipment. What did you end up getting?
I got my 5-pound water weights, and all of this is styrofoam, but it looks like dumbbells. So I got two of those. And I got something that Speedo puts out, and it's called a clutch paddle. And you put it on your hand so that when you're in the pool, you can do like push-pull exercises. What else? You know, you can just use that resistance and going from side to side to work your obliques. And there's a whole bunch of exercises you can do with it, which is really cool.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
So are you going to be doing like synchronized swimming? orchestra music playing?
You got it. I'm going to be twirling around in the pool.
Is that what they call it? Synchronized ballet or ballet?
They used to do in the 20s, I think. Well, they still do it, but
did you just get a visual of that when I said that?
Yes,
I did.
I knew exactly what you were talking about. I'm going to create my own video where I'm doing my own synchronized.
and then with the power of technology and special effects, you can multiply yourself so it looks like there are 8 of you or 10 of you in there or 20.
Oh, wouldn't that be funny?
And you're all doing the same moves. That would actually be pretty comical.
That would be very funny.
I think it probably would go viral on YouTube knowing that. You know, because I mean, people put stuff out there on YouTube and it's like going, that went viral? Seriously? Oh my goodness. Really? Give me a break, you know.
And here's Leslie
doing her synchronized
swimming.
Self-synchronized. I like that one. That's really good. You might start a trend there. What are you talking about? Oh, Leslie, we're going to go off in about a minute. We're getting down to a minute now.
All right. So anyway, guys. Check out the youth product by Shackley. It's for women and men. Oh, you got me thinking. I got my little camera tripod all ready to go, too.
All right. Yeah, the youth product works really, really well. And like with any Shackley product, you get all your money back, 100% of your money back. If you don't like it, you can give it back to them.
Yep.
And that sounds like it was
the whole thing.
That's right. So
stay
young and look younger, longer. Boom, baby.
We did it again. I better play the music now.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody. Till next week. Self-synchronized.
We'll see you
over
then.
And out.
And come join us anytime.
Yep. Here we go.